Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Good to be with you. A lot happening. Ladies and gentlemen, the 21st annual Rainbow Push Coalition Conference. This is amazing. Creating Opportunity Virtual Conference. The theme is Liberty, with Liberty and Justice for All. They have so many remarkable presenters, speakers, industry leaders in finance, health, and civil rights will lay out plans of action to overcome the profound impact of COVID-19. And we all know how COVID-19 has ravished the Black community in America specifically. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, to talk about this conference and all things related to the conference, none other than Reverend Jesse Jackson. Reverend Jackson, good to have you on the show.
Good morning. Good morning. Hello, Georgia.
21st annual, number 21, and we're in the middle of this pandemic, and it has not stopped the movement of Rainbow Push. Tell us why this was so important, Reverend Jackson, in this time.
Well, number one, we know that, I think about where we're politically. Fannie Lou Hamer never saw a Black mayor of Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
The King saw a Black mayor of Atlanta, Georgia. Also, Bernard Augusta of Valdosta, of Macon. And so politically, we're on the move, but we cannot lighten up because Stacey Abrams won the election and it was stolen from her.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a price for opening Georgia much less. I would urge us today, mask, distancing, and hand sanitation. Please. It does work. It does work. The president is a super spreader. And because of that, life precedes livelihood. People can't work sick. You can't work around sick people unless you get sick. It's an airborne disease.
Right.
So we must focus, A, on census count. That's a big deal. We may be having two more Black congressmen out of Georgia. On voter participation. Don't miss this moment. I mean, you may have missed the march in 63, too young, or you were not born. You may have missed the march in Selma, Alabama in 65, but don't miss it. This is your day. August 19th, 2020 is your day. Don't miss this moment. Please, in the name of all that's sacred, vote today.
Reverend Jackson, you've been through so many of these very high-stake elections. You ran for president before. You did remarkably well, paved the way for people like President Obama to become president. Let's talk about the sentiment that this is the most important election of our lifetime. We always hear somebody say that in every election. You have the context of history. Is this actually, this one right here, is this really the most important election of our lifetime?
President Obama ran as Supreme Court Justice 11 months before the election. They said it was too early.
Yeah.
Too late. They got 27 days and they're still trying to run a ramrod a person through. So that's dishonesty and inconsistent. Second piece is that the intent on November the 10th is to kill the Affordable Care Act. They sick people sicker. Here you have a combination. It's important because the president comes out of COVID and still willing to spread the disease even more. White House infested, as rather than infested. Herman Cain is dead, among others. And so we've not had a man in the half that's just sick and arrogant in sickness ever before. But come November 3rd, we can do something about it. That's the good news. When we marched in the 60s, we hoped for change. We couldn't vote for that. We have the numbers, the coalition, in fact, vote for change. Senator Warnock and Georgetown, not a good news. Reverend Warnock and Ebenezer, the next senator from Georgia, Harrison from South Carolina, and from Mississippi. The ex-slave states have the numbers. If they have the will to fight back, we have Espen, Mississippi, Warnock in Georgia, and Harrison in South Carolina to defeat Lindsey Graham. The numbers are within reach. The realist numbers are within reach.
I want people to go register for this conference. Registration is still open. I just got a text message from my dear friend and one of your esteemed leaders for Rainbow Push, Robert Patillo, Attorney Patillo, that registration is still open. It is October 8th and 9th, today and tomorrow. Industry leaders in finance, health, and civil rights, and they have such a powerhouse of presenters. You don't want to miss that. You can go to Eventbrite and type in Rainbow Push Atlanta's 21st Annual, and everything will come up. Go to eventbrite.com, type in the search, Rainbow Push Atlanta's 21st Annual, and all of the information will come up, as well as those who are participating. Let me ask you this question, Reverend Jackson. And I said, you know, next time I talk to the Reverend.
Robert Tiller means our future is bright.
Yes.
Right? He's a young lawyer, Robert Tiller.
Yes, that's right. He's a remarkable man, remarkable brother. Let me ask you this, because I said next time I talk to the Reverend, I'm going to pose this question, because I'm hearing this a lot from millennials, from those who are not millennials, that some things seem worse today than they did in the 60s. How accurate is that statement?
Totally inaccurate. I was arrested trying to use a public library in Greenville, South Carolina. I was arrested in Greenville trying to use downtown theaters. Mm-hmm. Look at the humiliation. We couldn't imagine being in the Congress. They're not hanging the speech in Washington. There's one black official across the whole South. Hero Johnson, Senator from Atlanta, Georgia. From Virginia, around, there's not one black in the whole South. Now we have black mayors in Montgomery and Birmingham and Richmond, the former head of the Confederacy, Selma, Alabama, Atlanta, Savannah, Augusta. We're on the move. Dr. King would always say, if you climb a mountain, you're on a mountain road, while you go, you see the city. And then that's why you don't see the city. You keep on moving because you come up higher. You keep rolling. My friends, other thing about it, given the criminal justice crisis, all those who are registered to vote can serve on juries. The case point about the Emmett Till killing was that Emmett Till was killed. Mm-hmm. And the jury came back in 30 minutes. They said, come back quicker than they had. Smoking and drug assault break. You can imagine a white person would be killing in the end at that time. Well, if there had been one juror, they could have hung the jury. So juries matter, and juries come from voters. So I said to you today, my friend, we wouldn't have this pandemic crisis if Trump had honored the rules.
Yeah.
They would have been talking about freedom and mandates. You come to a traffic light, mandate you stop on red, out on the other and go on green. You know, just move voluntarily. It's mandated. Some things are worth mandating. Health traffic and car traffic is worth mandating.
Yeah. Yeah, well said. Very well said. Reverend Jackson, I know you have a long day today and tomorrow. I'm encouraging everyone to sign up for this virtual conference. You can go right now to eventbrite.com. Eventbrite.com, type in the search, Rainbow Push Atlanta's 21st Annual, and everything will come up. Registration is still open. Reverend Jackson, I have so much respect. I'm grateful for your leadership, for how you have blazed the trail, how you have continued to do this work. And people like myself, I benefit from the actions that you have committed your life to. And I want to tell you thank you on behalf of myself and on behalf of countless black people throughout this country and abroad. Thank you, sir.
What was your problem, Kamala Harris, last night?
Yeah.
Able, Howard University trained person.
Mm-hmm.
She said, 50 judges, not one black. She's right between the eyes. She's so smart.
She is brilliant.
Proud of her.
Yeah.
Let's talk all between the movements here. Let's talk at least once a week, okay?
Yes, sir. We'll do that. Absolutely, Reverend. I appreciate that. Thank you.
This is a special Thursday for me. It's my birthday today. Ah.
Happy birthday.
Shameless commercial.
I love it. Happy birthday. Listen, let's give him a birthday applause. Where's my birthday applause for Reverend Jackson? All right?
Yeah.
There we go. And stronger than ever. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk very soon, okay?
All right, brother.
All right. Thank you, Reverend. Reverend Jesse Jackson, Rainbow Push Coalition, 21st annual. And they're still doing it and doing it big. Big ups to Attorney Robert Petillo for continuing to lead this effort. I've been friends with Petillo for many, many years. Okay. Some of that stuff I can't talk about on radio. But he has been a remarkable and brilliant leader and lawyer. And I have appreciated his counsel and friendship as well. Reverend Jackson and the good people at Rainbow Push are lucky to have Petillo. You're getting real with the realest man on radio, the Rashad Richard Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.